We've got Robin Dobos here, who I think has just come off stage with Elvis. Robin, congratulations. How does it feel to be an AgriFoods ISS fellow?
Well, at this stage, after talking with Elvis and rocking with him, I'd have to say it's a pretty good thing, pretty good gig, actually, Jeremy.
Congratulations on the fellowship. A little bit about your background. You're obviously a highly educated young man and have been in this field for some time. For people who don't necessarily understand the technicalities of what you're going to be researching in your background, can you just give us a bit of a layman's term, and someone like me that doesn't necessarily understand cows, except they look very nice in the Devondale ads, and explain what your role will be?
Well, I'm not sure you got it right on the young side, but yeah, I'll buy you a beer later. One of the issues with this sort of technology is really trying to help farmers to determine how best to utilise the area that the animals are in, whether it's sheep or cattle. The idea is then to allow the farmer to make informed decisions so that they can then ensure sustainability and profitability in the one go.
And you live in northern New South Wales, in Armidale?
Yeah.
The home of the lovely New England University, where I spent a semester trying to plough my way through a master's in something or other. Tell us a little about Armidale and where you're from.
Well, I'll start with where I'm from. I'm from South Australia originally, and then I did dairy research there in South Australia for about 5 years, and then moved to Tasmania and did dairy research there for about 6 years, and then was employed by New South Wales Agriculture at the time in the early 90s to look at computer modelling and development of decision support tools for various animal science type applications to do with feeding animals, nutritional management, those sort of things. So Armidale, I've been there about 14 years now, and at the University of New England we have an office there, the Beef Industry Centre of Excellence, and that was developed to bring together like-minded people in nutrition, genetics and animal welfare to develop research applications that can be used by farmers straight away.
Where will you be going overseas, and how long, I guess, how did you find us would be the other question. I mean, with some of the other fellows tonight, you know, heard about us on the grapevine, essentially, or through friends that had applied in the past. So two questions. Number one, had you been involved in this sector for a while and heard about AgriFoods, or, you know, was it something that came across your desk? And secondly, and I guess most importantly, where are you going to be travelling and what are you looking forward to?
Well, first being first, I basically heard about it with an email that came across my desk, unknown to me what it was, rang the contact person in AgriFoods, spoke to him. It was a bit late, I'd been away. The person said that they would contact me in 2010, which they did. I put together the application, and well, here I am. And it's
been. You still seem a bit shocked 2 weeks later. What did you say to your wife when we gave you the call on Wednesday afternoon and said, "Guess what, Robin? You're one of the three." What did she say? And can you repeat it?
Yeah. Well, she didn't actually know I'd applied for it because it was through a work thing anyway, and my wife has banned me from bringing work home, which I do anyway.
Indeed.
Yeah.
We won't tell our respective wives that
we're
not actually playing Atari. Indeed.
Yeah. Where I hope to go with the fellowship is to discuss the research area with GPS collars and animal tracking and those sort of things is University of Lyon in France, and there's a group in Italy that run Geographical Information System Development, which is your GIS, that link in with this group in University of Lyon, and the idea then is to work with these two groups to look at how we can bring that technology to Australian farmers, make it simpler, make it so that the farmers can decide where to put the animals, whether they've been there too long, not long enough, all those sort of questions.
And what would you say, Robin, to people that might be thinking of applying next year? We've got three other fellowships with AgriFoods coming through next year. How did you find the process of, you know, ringing our office and talking to Paul and going through that? How did you find the process, and what would you say to someone thinking about putting their hand up for a fellowship next year?
dealing with funding bodies of the Rural Industry and Research Development Corporations can be a fairly arduous and long-winded process. Removed from the personal, whereas with this particular fellowship and the process, it was a lot more personal. It was a lot more talking to the people than just sitting there at a computer screen typing up your application. And that was a completely different set of rules that I found, and I think that's why I'm still in shock with the process.
Oh well, that's pretty cool. We just had Elvis's handler walk up, and I should say that I actually got married by Elvis, not by Elvis, but about 2 months ago, Elvis was at my wedding, so it's quite bizarre seeing Elvis and his handlers in another meeting. What would you say to someone thinking about putting their hand up next year?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Look, no matter what your idea is, obviously within the agri-food sort of industries, go for it. My idea, I thought, was going to be way out in left field, and they'd just give a cursory sort of tick in the box and see you later sort of thing. But no, I was really impressed with the process. A bit shocked with the process, because not used to that sort of less arduous and time-consuming back and forth with applications.
Yep.
So that was really good. I recommend it to anyone.
Great. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And we look forward to your continuing success and seeing your report when you come back from overseas. I know you and I have been having a bit of a Twitter 101 tonight, and we're looking forward to getting you online and blogging and Facebooking and maybe even blogging in French, perhaps.
Oh, no, my son can speak French, but I can't.
And you were telling me just over dinner, and this is obviously through your son, you're kind of, second, kind of set related or through work to a very famous Australian rock star.
Well, not related.
Well,
but
you are.
Yeah, well, Jimmy Barnes. Jimmy Barnes is a good friend of my son, eldest son. So through his audio engineering, so they've kept in contact.
So. Bit of a Barnesy fan. I didn't see you. I saw you tapping along to Elvis tonight. But is Barnesy your kind of music, or is it a bit more Armadale like and a bit more Slim and the Dusties?
Well, to tell you the truth, I knew Jimmy Barnes actually at University of Adelaide in the 70s, and him and the Angels and a few other bands that went through Adelaide Uni at the time. So I've given away my age, so therefore that's why I sort of was a bit shocked at your statement of young. But
we're all young at heart here, Dr. Dobos. Congratulations, Robin.
Thank you very much, Jeremy.